This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 25th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Yesterday, JLN Deputy Managing Editor Suzanne Cosgrove and I interviewed the founders of Option Solutions, Bill Brodsky, Michael Brodsky, and Steve Sears. These early-stage entrepreneurs are offering services to high-net-worth individuals interested in using options to enhance their holdings performance. I will have some excerpts from the interview and John's take in this week's The Spread Option Video Podcast. We hope to have the full interview sometime next week. Trading Technologies International Inc. and MySteel Singapore PTE Limited, known as MySteel Commodity Services, announced they've partnered to launch an electronic liquidity pool to facilitate the matching of block futures for commodities products. MySteel will operate the venue, which will go live in the fourth quarter of 2021 using a private matching solution developed by TT. Now, if TT could only use this matching engine they developed to find themselves a match. Jeff Carter's Points and Figures blog has a post titled "The Last Investment" about the last seed fund West Loop Ventures started in 2016. Johnson & Johnson does not want to be left out of the COVID-19 booster shot story and came out today with a report that says COVID-19 booster shots after 8 months supported by data. Booster recipients showed ninefold increase in antibody levels compared with 1 month after first dose, researchers find. I received a call from someone at an early stage equity exchange who wondered whether I was interested in investing in their latest offering round. I explained that as a journalist covering the derivatives and capital markets, it would be unethical for me to invest in companies I cover in my work, and therefore I don't invest in them at any stage. The only financial services company I have invested in, which I have disclosed here before, is the commercial bank I use for my business, U.S. Bank. I do have investments in technology firms in the margin of the markets. I own one share of Amazon because I'm a good customer and for amusement, and several hundred of AT&T. My other individual equity holdings are in General Motors, General Electric, American Airlines, Canadian Goose Holdings, Inc., Duluth Trading Company, a clothing company, Levi Strauss & Company, and Sonos, Inc. I also hold some QQQ, some IWM, and regional banking ETF. I recently took profits on a spider trade when the S&P 500 made new highs this week. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday, though I am hooked on this feeling one is coming soon. Ooga chugga, ooga chugga, ooga chugga. Although many companies are talking about scaling back their office space, the Chicago-based cryptocurrency ATM operator CoinFlip is doubling down. On Tuesday, the company staged a press conference with Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and other local dignitaries to announce it signed a 12-year lease for a new 44,000-square-foot headquarters in the old post office downtown and pledged a $17 million capital investment in the space. Part of its motivation is likely its qualification for Illinois tax credits. The Chicago Tribune reported CoinFlips totaled nearly $1.7 million to businesses for companies that commit to large-scale capital investments and long-term job creation in the state. More details are available with a link in today's newsletter, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the CME Group, micro treasury yield futures surpassed 30,000 contracts traded. CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse derivatives marketplace, today announced that micro treasury yield futures traded 32,247 contracts during the first week, and open interest reached 3,296 contracts. We're pleased with the early support we've seen from clients and market participants for our new micro treasury yield futures contracts during their first week of trading, said Aga Mirza, CME Group Head of Rates and OTC Products. Micro yield futures complement our robust suite of U.S. Treasury futures and options and our first contracts to reference the yield of on-the-run Treasury securities. This means that market participants of all sizes who want to gain exposure to or more precisely hedge against U.S. Treasury auction issuance now have a tool with growing liquidity to help them achieve those objectives. My comment, all these micro contracts make me want to get back into the CTA money management business. There is a lot you can do with these contracts. Here's the press release from Trading Technologies International, Inc. MySteel Singapore contracts with Trading Technologies to launch interdealer broker trading venue for metals futures. Trading Technologies International, Inc., a global provider of high-performance professional trading software, infrastructure, and data solutions, and MySteel Singapore PTE Limited, known as MySteel Commodity Services, a leading commodities broker with a major focus on China, today announced they've partnered to launch an electronic liquidity pool to facilitate the matching of block futures for commodities products. MySteel will operate the venue, which will go live in the fourth quarter of 2021 using a private matching solution developed by TT. This agreement also provides MySteel clients located both in China and internationally with access to the TT platform and use of TT's suite of tools, including AutoSpreader, ADL, mobile trading, options, and charting. My comment, look out, Tinder, TT is getting into the matching business. Here's a story from Barron's. COVID-19 surge scrambles advisor conferences, return to office plans. A surge of coronavirus cases is upending advisors' business plans again. Conferences and in-person events are being canceled in rapid succession, and firms are delaying employees' return to the office. It's a stark reminder of how the pandemic continues to pose risks to advisors, wealth management firms, and others. On August 24th, the Financial Planning Association canceled its annual conference to be held on September 22nd to 24th in Columbus, Ohio. On the same day, the Money Management Institute decided to transform its in-person conference to a strictly virtual format. MMI's conference was supposed to be held October 20th to 22nd in Denver. My comment, fall finance-related conferences are being canceled or transformed to online only. Here's a story from Reuters. COVID vaccine protection wanes within 6 months, UK researchers. Within 5 to 6 months, effectiveness of the Pfizer shot fell 74%. Study effectiveness of AstraZeneca shot fell 67% after 4 to 5 months. Protection against COVID-19 offered by two doses of the Pfizer BioNTech and the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccines begins to fade within 6 months, underscoring the need for booster shots, according to researchers in Britain. My comment, my Pfizer shots are timed perfectly to wane this fall during conference season. I need a booster. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most clicked story Tuesday was, again, ION Groups, The Structured, The Nimble, and The Delegator, a tale of data from the broker tech migration to the CME. It's the third time in our top three. Second was CFTC Commissioner Stump decries oversimplification that crypto is either a security or commodity from Yahoo Finance. And third was the statement of Commissioner Dawn D. Stump on the CFTC's regulatory authority applicable to digital assets. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lithia News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lithia newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlithianews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.